This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
I'm Frankie James and this is Community Corner. Picasso is coming to Hawke's Bay, not only in a theatre production in Havelock North towards the end of this month, but also as part of an exhibition at Creative Arts Napier. He's coming together with Henri Matisse and Françoise Gillot in an exhibition called The Power of Paper, which concentrates on the paper works that were created by all these three artists. I was first contacted by Creative Napier about 8 months ago and introduced to local art collector Adrian Ormsby, who is the curator for this exhibition, and he is really, really enthusiastic about it, particularly the educational aspects of the play. He put on a similar exhibition, but only with François Gillot several years ago, and he was interested in getting the Hawke's Bay French Association involved in some way in this new exhibition. The exhibition is on from the 15th to the 28th of May, with an opening on Friday the 15th of May, when some prints by all three artists, which have been beautifully mounted and framed, will be on sale. There's also going to be a family fun day, which takes place on Saturday the 16th of May, and it's for children of all ages. According to recent educational research, children from the age of 5 would be able to come along with their parents to see such an exhibition, because they, at that age, can apparently recognise shapes and colours and symbols, and they also are interested to learn. So what Creative Arts Napier has done is to create a whole lot of events on Saturday the 16th, and these will include an art competition, age-related quizzes about the three artists, papercraft workshops, and also a biscuit decorating competition, when the children will be asked to create Picasso-style faces on the biscuits, and they get to eat the biscuits afterwards, which of course is always a big draw card. On the following Saturday, the 23rd of May, there's going to be other workshops for older students and adults, and they will concentrate mainly on printmaking. Printmaking and pattern making are perhaps not things that people associate with Picasso and Matisse and François Gillot, but in fact it was a kind of renaissance of these arts. And Adrian Ormsby is going to be giving floor talks about that around lunchtime on both Saturdays of the exhibition. It's not often that we in Hawke's Bay have the privilege of exhibitions by such famous artists, so please do come along and enjoy it and do learn a little bit more about them. Look forward to seeing you.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.